And now with Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A Carroll County jury convicts a 28-year-old Carrollton man of kidnapping and attempting to kill his live-in girlfriend. Nathaniel Allen Bernhardt has been sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole. Investigators say in March of this year, Bernhardt spent approximately 6 hours hitting, slapping, punching, and strangling his girlfriend. The victim telling law enforcement that she had blacked out between 3 and 7 times from strangulation, and several times she woke up to find Bernhardt still on top of her, where he proceeded to strangle her to unconsciousness again. She also told police that at one point she had run out the front door of their apartment to try to get away, but that Bernhardt had chased her down and made her go back inside and, quote, do it all over again. She said that once inside the residence, Bernhardt would grab her by her hair, sling her around the apartment, moving her from room to room and throwing her back and forth between the bed and the floor. The University of West Georgia on Monday announcing that head coach of the UWG football program, David Dean, will be stepping away from his role effective November 30th. Dean, the head coach since 2017, is the all-time winningest coach in program history and led the Wolves to 3 playoff appearances during his tenure. In his 6 seasons as UWG's head coach, the program received 19 All-American selections, and Dean saw his teams accumulate a total of 50 All-Gulf South Conference selections. School officials say the search for a new head coach will begin in short course, and further updates will be provided as the process unfolds. Advanced voting dates have been set for the December 5th runoff election in Villarrica. Only one race will be on ballots, that being the choice for mayor. Former councilperson Leslie McPherson and current mayor Gil McDougall survived a 4-person race last Tuesday, but neither received the 50% plus one vote required to win that election outright. McPherson came the closest, though, collecting 45% of the total votes, and McDougall received 23%, edging out Mac Pilgrim for that second spot. Advanced voting will be available in both Carroll and Douglas counties beginning November 27th and running through December 1st. Absentee ballots must be applied for by November 27th. Villarrica voters in Carroll County will be able to cast ballots at the county elections office at 997 Noonan Road in Carrollton, while Douglas County voters in Villarrica can vote at the Douglas County Courthouse at 8700 Hospital Drive in Douglasville. There will be no Saturday voting in the runoff, and those voters that were registered to vote in the November 7th election are eligible to vote in the runoff. An 80-year-old family-owned company with multiple locations in the United States is hoping to set up their headquarters in the city of Villarrica. Huber, a company that provides wholesale distribution of architectural aluminum metal products for use in high-end interior and exterior trim work, is asking the city to approve a rezoning of approximately 20 acres at the intersection of Highway 61 and Whitworth Road to allow for their plan to move along. Company officials say the project would add approximately 55 to 60 skilled job opportunities. The property is directly adjacent to single-family homes to the south, single-family and vacant land to the west and north, and vacant land and Ithaca Elementary School to the east. That property was subject to previous requests for single-family homes. However, that plan was withdrawn in 2022, and prior to that, the property was considered for an amusement park. Carrollton City officials encouraging drivers along Dixie Street to use extreme caution and drive slower than the speed limit this week, as crews will be out there doing road work for the next several days. When possible, drivers should consider finding an alternate route. Police will be on scene directing traffic. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the News Talk, 1330 FM, 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.